إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ رِضًا بِقَضَائِهِ وَتَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِهِ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أحسن الله لك العزاء في ولدك الحسين السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين أحسن الله لك العزاء في ولدك الحسين السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء أحسن الله لك العزاء في ولدك الحسين السلام عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن المجتبى أحسن الله لك العزاء في أخيك الحسين السلام عليك يا علي بن الحسين أحسن الله لك العزاء في أبيك الحسين السلام عليكم يا أئمة الهدى من ولد الحسين أحسن الله لكم العزاء في جدكم الحسين السلام عليك يا صاحب العصر والزمان أحسن الله لك العزاء في جدك الحسين نام حسین سنتے ہی آنکھیں چھلک پری نام حسین سنتے ہی آنکھیں چھلک پری پانی کو کتنا پیار ہے اب تک حسین سے اجرکم علی اللہ عزاداران امام حسین The water was stopped in the camp of Hussein from the 7th of Muharram. On the 8th of Muharram, the children of Hussein cried Al-Atash. On the 8th and on the 9th of Muharram, these little children in the house of Zahra alayhi salam continued crying Wa Atshana. This morning, all day of Ashur, the children kept crying Al-Atash, Al-Atash. But now it is Shami Ghariba and none of the children are crying. It is not because water has reached the camp of Hussein. I do not know if they have become silent because Abbas never returned. I do not know if the children have stopped crying for water because of the shock when they saw the heads of their fathers on spear. I do not know if it was the fear with which they saw their mothers without rida, or if it was because of seeing the tents on fire. Ajrukum alallah. When the head of Hussein was raised on a spear, and Jibrail called out, Ala qad qutil al Husseinu bi Karbala, Ala qad dubih al Husseinu bi Karbala, the Hujjah of Allah had been killed, the earth began to tremble. The sun was eclipsed, the water of Furat rose like mountains in waves as if calling out, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. The battle was over, but Umar ibn Sa'd was still not done with the dhulm on Hussein and the family of Hussein. The soldiers now began looting the body of Hussein. Someone came and took the sandals of Hussein. Someone came and snatched the belt of Hussein. Another Shaqi came and took the shirt of Hussein. Hamid ibn Muslim says, I saw a man trying to remove the ring of Hussein. But the ring would not come out. Then I saw the man pull out a dagger and begin to sever the finger of Hussein. He said, I came to him and said, Oh man, Why is it that I see while you are cutting the finger of Hussein, you are weeping as well? He said, I am crying because of the ghurba of the Hussein, but I am still taking it because if I don't, someone else will take it. Ajrukum alallah. When they had looted the body of Hussein, Umar ibn Sa'd said, I now wish to trample the body of our enemies. The bodies of Hussein and Ashabul Hussein were all lined up. This was a practice of the Jahil Arabs before Islam. He asked for volunteers and 10 horsemen came forward. Then the tribe of Hur came forward. They took the body of Hur away and said, Umar ibn Sa'd, if you trample the body of Hur and disrespect it, another battle will ensue. Then Banu Asad came and took away the body of Habib and said, Ya ibn Sa'd, you will not disrespect the body of Habib. One by one, a tribe came forward and removed the body of whoever they had an affiliation with. In the end, there was one body left on the sands of Karbala. Alas, there was no one to say, Ibn Sa'd, do not trample the body of your Rasul's grandson. The horsemen began running from one side to the other. They trampled the body of Hussein, the books of Maqtal say, and as they did that, they cracked his ribs until it touched his back. Ajrukum alallah. Then leaving the body of Aba Abdullah, Umar ibn Sa'd said, now go loot the camp of Hussein. The women and children stood around Zainab. They watched in shock as they saw armed men charging towards them. They came towards the camp. They went inside the tents and began looting whatever they could find. Someone went into the khaymah of Zainul Abidin and pulled the mattress from beneath him. Someone else came and took whatever else they could find. One by one they looted. Then they saw the women with their abas and rida. Using their spears and lances, they lifted the rida and aba of them. The women began running inside the tent. Shimr Mal'un came. He saw the little daughter of Hussein running. He grabbed her and began slapping Sakina. The little girl kept crying, Ya Abata. She kept looking for her Ammu Abbas. And then Shimr Dil-Joshan saw the girl had earrings on her ear. He began pulling the earrings and he pulled them violently. The ears tore. Sakina began crying while her ears were bleeding. I would say, oh Shimr, this is Karima bint al-Karim. Ask her, she will give you the earrings herself. Ajrukum alallah. The children ran with Zainab inside the tent. Then Umar ibn Sa'd said, now burn the tents down. Now the tents were set on fire. The women and children following Zainab began running from one tent to the other. They kept running from one tent to the other until they came to the last tent where Zainul Abidin was. Now Zainab alayhi salam came. She shook Imam Zainul Abidin and said, wake up my son Ali. We have been, our ridas have been taken. Our faces are now uncovered. Should we remain in the tent or should we go out? Imam Zainul Abidin, Mazloom Imam, he said to the women, no, go out and save your lives. This is Zainab, who until now has been crying, Wa Husayna, Wa Abbasa. Now she stepped out calling out, Wa Hijaba. Ajrukum alallah, Wa Hijaba. Hi, Ghurba. Bas Hamid ibn Muslim says, I saw a lady running in and out of this tent that was on fire. It seemed like there was something precious that she had left inside. Then I saw the lady run inside once more. She pulled out a young man who was unconscious from the tent that was burning out onto the sands. I would say our salams to you, O Zainab. You saved Imamat from a burning tent. Hamid ibn Muslim says, the children came running out. They dispersed and ran out in the desert. It was like a necklace of beads that had been broken, and the beads were scattered now all through the desert in all directions. They began running. Hamid ibn Muslim says, I saw a young girl running towards the desert. Her ears were bleeding. Her dress was set on fire. I ran behind her. I grabbed her dress to put out the fire. She turned towards me and said, Oh man, do not touch us. We are the Ahlul Bayt. Move your hands away. We are Ahlul Ibad. He said, I said to her, my little child, I do not mean any harm to you. I was merely trying to put the fire out from your dress. Then she stopped and looked at me and she said, oh Sheikh, you seem like someone that has some raham in your heart. Will you not do me one more favor? Yes, my child, what is it you wish? She said, will you show me how to get to Najaf from here? My child, Najaf is far from here. What will you do going to Najaf at this time? But Sakina began saying to him, do you not know? My Jad Ali bin Abi Talib is buried in Najaf. I will go to Najaf and say to him, Jadda, Jadda, they killed my Baba. Ya Jadda, they have taken the Rida from my aunt Zainab. Ajrukum Allah. Sakina ran out into the desert. Zainab and Kulthum began collecting all the women and the children together. They tried to put them all in one place. As they kept the women and children together, they began counting everyone to see who is missing. Suddenly Zainab realized Sakina is missing. Hussein's precious child is missing. This amanat that Hussein gave me before he left, this amanat that Hussein said to me, that Zainab, make sure Shimr does not slap this child. This amanat that Hussein has given me is now missing. But Zainab and Kulthum went out into the Maidan looking for the children that are missing. They came at one point. They saw two of the children sleeping, hugging each other. They went and lifted them. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. These children were not sleeping. These children had been trampled by the horses of Yazid. This brought even more fear and panic in the heart of Zainab. She went out now into the battlefield calling out, where are you, my child? Where are you, Sakina? Sometimes she turned towards Furat and called out to her brother, Abbas, Abbas, has Sakina come towards you? Then she went in another direction. Where are you, my Sakina? She saw a horseman walking, a man walking with his horse. She called out to him and said, have you seen any child here? He said, no, I have not seen a child, but go in this direction. I was giving water to my horse. We could hear the voice of a child crying. She cried so bitterly, my horse stopped drinking his water. Hi, Zainab. Zainab went in that direction. This was the direction towards the Nasheb where Hussein lay. She kept calling out, where are you, O Sakina? Where are you, my child? Suddenly she heard a voice calling out, Ahista, Ahista, my sister Zainab. Zainab, speak softly. My Sakina has just fallen asleep. Ajrukum Allah. What does Zainab see? Zainab sees a headless body that has been trampled. Sakina is sleeping at the feet of that body. She comes to Sakina. She lifts the little child. My child, Sakina, what are you doing here? I am sleeping next to my Baba. Sakina, Sakina, you normally sleep on the chest of your Baba. Why are you sleeping at the feet of your Baba? She said, I tried sleeping on his chest, but it has been trampled. And there are so many wounds. I could not find anywhere to sleep on my Baba. So I came and slept at his feet. Sakina, Bibi, how did you know this is the body of your Baba? Sakina, you can only know a body from the head or the clothes. This body has no head and has nothing left on it. How do you know this is your Baba? She said, my aunt Zainab, I came out in the Maidan calling out, Abata, I cannot sleep without you. Abata, where are you? When I came towards this place, I heard a voice calling out from here saying, Ilayya, Ilayya, Bunayya, come my Sakina, sleep beside your Baba for the last time. Ajrukum Allah, Ajrukum Allah. But Zainab lifted the little child, took her back towards the Khayyam, where all the women and children were. She left Sakina with Rabab. Rabab was still sitting in shock. Rabab is still wondering where her child Aliun al-Asghar is. The cradle of Asghar has also been burnt and looted now. Ajrukum Allah. Zainab put all the women and children together. She began standing and watching over them. She began guarding them. Suddenly, Zainab saw a flicker of light from a distance. Zainab saw a light in the distance. She started moving towards the light. As the light came closer, Zainab was able to tell there was was a lady walking towards her. The lady was accompanied by a servant. The servant was carrying some water and food. The lady kept coming closer. When she came even closer and Zainab looked at her, Zainab recognized her. This is the wife of Hur. This is the Zawja of Hur. She hugged her and said, "O Zawja of Hur, my condolences to you over losing Hur." Hai Karima bint al-Kareem. The wife of Hur wept, "Zainab, you have lost your whole house. You are condoling me for Hur. Oh Zainab, I have brought some water for the children. I have brought some food for the children. Ajrukum ala Allah." But Zainab took a pitcher of water. She went to Sakina. "Wake up my child Sakina. Pani is here now. Water has come." But as soon as Sakina heard that Pani has come, water has come, she sat up immediately and asked, "Has Ammu Abbas come back?" Ajrukum ala Allah. "No Sakina, Ammu Abbas will not return. Zawja of Hur has brought water." She asked, "My aunt Zainab, why do you give me water first?" "Sakina, it is because you are the youngest. The youngest is given water first." But when Sakina heard this, she took the pitcher of water. She began running towards the Maidan again. "Where are you going, my child?" She said, "You just said, my aunt Zainab, water is given to the youngest first. My brother Asghar is still thirsty." Hai wa ghurbata, wa mazluma. Hai Zainab. Zainab gave water to all the children. They drank whatever they could get. Then she put the children to sleep. Now, as there was silence in the camp and the night became dark, Zainab found a broken spear. She lifted the broken spear. Now she began guarding the family of the Prophet. Sometimes she turns toward Furat and said, "My brother Abbas, until this morning, you are guarding this khaima. You are guarding this kafila. Come and see now. Zainab has become Abbas. Zainab is now guarding the Ahlul Bayt. Abide Bimar is in sujood." But Zainab stood guarding with all these misfortunes, with all these calamities, with all this musiba and suffering, with all this barbadi, with all this on her mind. Zainab now has a mukashafa. A realm opens up before her. Zainab can now see the world beyond this world. And as she looks beyond, she now sees another rider coming from a distance. Zainab keeps looking. She now sees there is a horseman coming towards her. She now begins addressing this horseman and saying to him, "You have already looted everything that we have. There is nothing left to loot. If you still want to look for anything, come when the sun has risen, you can loot." The horseman kept coming towards Zainab. But Zainab was enraged. She kept calling out to him and said, "My children have finally slept. My children are finally rested. I warn you, do not come any closer." But in Zainab's vision, the horseman was still coming towards her. When it came closer, and now the daughter of Ali was enraged, she grabbed the reins of the horse and said, "Do you not hear what I say? I am the daughter of Ali bin Abi Talib, and I say to you, do not come any forward." But when the horseman lifted the niqab from his face and Zainab saw this was her father Ali, she looked at Ali. Ali bin Abi Talib said to her, "My daughter Zainab, Sakina has been calling me. I have come now. You rest. I will look after this camp until the sun rises." Zainab cried, "Abata, Baba, why did you not come when my Ali ibn al-Akbar was wreathing on the great sands of Karbala? Abata, where were you when Hurmala was shooting an arrow at the throat of my child Asghar? Baba, I kept calling out to you when Shimr sat on the chest of Hussein. Wa Husayna, wa Ghurbata, wa Mazlumah.
Wow, Hussein! Matame Hussein! Ya Hussein!
Ya Hussein!